Genesis chapter 50. Then Joseph threw himself on his father's face, wept over him, and kissed him. Joseph instructed the physicians in his service to embalm his father, so the physicians embalmed Israel. It took 40 days to complete the embalming process. The Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. When the days of mourning for him were past, Joseph spoke to the house of Pharaoh, saying, "If now I have found favor in your sight, please speak in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, 'My father made me swear, saying, I am about to die. Bury me in my grave that I have dug in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, let me go up to bury my father, then I will return.'" Pharaoh replied, "Go up and bury your father, as he made you promise." Then Joseph went up to bury his father. With him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, as well as the house of Joseph, his brothers and his father's house. But they left their children and their flocks and herds in the land of Goshen. Both chariots and horsemen went up with him. It was a very great company. When they came to the threshing floor of Atad, near the Jordan River, they lamented with a great and sorrowful mourning. He grieved for his father 7 days. When the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Atad, they said, "This is a grievous mourning for the Egyptians." Therefore it was named Abel Mitzrayim, which is beyond the Jordan River. His sons did for him exactly as he directed them. His sons carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah. This is the field near Mamre that Abraham bought for a possession as a burial site from Ephron the Hittite. After burying his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, he, his brothers, and all who went up with him to bury his father. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph bears a grudge against us and pays us back for all the harm we did to him?" So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Before your father died, he gave these instructions. Say to Joseph, 'Please forgive the sin of your brothers and their wrong that they did harm to you. Now, we beg you, forgive the sin of the servants of the God of your father.'" Then Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also came and threw themselves down before him and said, "We are your servants." But Joseph replied to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? As for you, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to preserve many people alive as he is doing this day. Do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." So he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. So Joseph stayed in Egypt, he and his father's household. Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children to the third generation, the children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, whom Joseph counted as his own children. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am about to die, but God will surely visit you and bring you up out of this land into the land he swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Then Joseph made the Israelites promise, saying, "When God comes to you, then you must carry up my bones from here." So Joseph died at 110 years of age. They embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.